please. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. So in rural Ireland, sometime beginning in 2004 and going to about 2005, there was a man named Liam Emery who had a vision to plant a number of trees in a clearing in the woods near his home. And Emery strategically used two different types of trees, and then he methodically planned and planted them so that they would eventually grow into the shape of a cross. Well, sadly, Emery died a few years later in 2010, and almost no one knew of this project he had worked on. Only his wife and just a few of the very close friends that he had. Fast forward a few years until 2016, 6 years after Liam Emery died, reports started coming in from passengers who were flying on airplanes into the city of Derry in Ireland that there is a giant grove of trees in the shape of a cross as they are making their approach to the airport. Emery's plan, his vision, worked. People were seeing this great accomplishment, this masterpiece of horticultural art. More than 3,000 trees were planted perfectly in the right angles, in the right rows to grow and to shine as a symbol of the Savior of the world. And people were starting to see it. Well, this sort of project that Emery was working on is not a project that can be quickly admired. Trees take time to grow. More than 10 years passed before anyone could enjoy this work that Liam started. He planted trees that would be and are now a monument to Jesus Christ, invisible to thousands of people for decades to come. And he never got to see it. He never got to see it. Liam Emery was a regular guy. He was a normal man who lived a normal life in rural Ireland, but he set out to do something that would outlive himself. And that thing that he set out to do was for Christ. The tree that Zacchaeus climbed in our gospel reading today was a tree that was planted by someone years before Zacchaeus climbed it. That tree was planted long before Zacchaeus was even born. The labor of another who set out to do something that would outlive himself. And we all know the story of Zacchaeus pretty well. It's one that has been, as Charlie told us, he read it this morning. His dad read it to him this morning. It's a very common Bible story. It's one that we know, one that we love. I'm going to retell it, though. So Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector in the city of Jericho. And he was despised by everyone. He was despised because he spent the majority of his career, his working life, defrauding individuals and businesses for extra tax money that he actually stole, put into his own pocket. He was a tax collector, and he was a thief. Everyone knew this. Everyone despised him. The moral corruption within Zacchaeus ran deep. It was built into who he was. The sin of his failure ran against even his closest friends and family and his own neighbors. But he had heard the rumors of this man named Jesus. Jesus, who had been going all around Israel, making these wild proclamations of repentance and forgiveness and salvation. This Jesus, he had been known to heal the sick, to make the blind see, to make the deaf hear, to make the mute speak. This Jesus that Zacchaeus had heard about had cast out demons and evil spirits. This Jesus had performed miracles that only God could do. This Jesus Zacchaeus just had to see for himself. Now, we know Zacchaeus was a small man. He was very short. You all know the song. You're probably singing it to yourself right now, aren't you? So Zacchaeus was a small man in his physical size, for sure, but also in his morality. But because Zacchaeus was a small man, he climbed up in this nearby sycamore tree just to get a better view of Jesus, this Jesus that he had heard about, just to get a better view as he passed by. And maybe he could see a little bit closer what all this hype was about, what all this talk was. Now, sycamore trees in the Middle East and in Africa are a little bit different than the sycamore trees we have here, but both the different species of sycamores can grow into very, very large trees, and they can live for a very, very long time. So the idea that this tree that was big enough to support Zacchaeus had to have been planted many, many years before he got there that day. But those Middle Eastern sycamores, like the one that Zacchaeus climbed, like the one we heard about today, they have this fruit. It's a fig. It's a sort of a fig that grows on them. And these are the same sycamore figs that the prophet Amos in the Old Testament was a harvester of as his vocation. Amos was a farmer of sycamores, and he harvested the figs. And so perhaps there's a bit of an association there between Old Testament prophet Amos and Zacchaeus now that we read about today. You know, Amos made some pretty bold proclamations from God, he was a prophet, for the people of Israel to repent especially of their complacency, of being too comfortable in the possessions that they had. They had become too comfortable in the ways of the Lord, in the ways of the world, excuse me. Zacchaeus had certainly become way too complacent. Not only complacent, but even reliant and dependent on the ways of the world. But now, Zacchaeus has seen Jesus, and he's changed. He's a different man. His life is changed forever. And not only did Zacchaeus simply see Jesus from far away, Jesus came to Zacchaeus. Jesus came right up to him, right up to the base of that tree and said, "Zacchaeus, come down. I'm coming to your house." Jesus has a way of doing that, doesn't he? A way of finding us, maybe in our hiding, maybe in our complacency, maybe in our small desires to see who he is. Jesus has a tendency, doesn't he, to come directly to us when we need him the most, whether we recognize that need or not. And Jesus sought out a notorious sinner, one who sinned against God, but sinned against his friends, his relatives, his neighbors, not only sinned against them, but then profited from that sin against them. Jesus came out and sought out a notorious sinner and completely transformed his life. Perhaps this is the same Jesus who has transformed your life. Perhaps this Jesus has come directly to you in the past, but maybe you've resisted him a little bit for whatever reason. Perhaps it is this Jesus who is coming to you again today. And just perhaps, maybe there are any number of us in here today who need to be reminded of the transformational nature of Jesus coming to our lives. Zacchaeus was transformed, and he made amends to all of those that he defrauded. In fact, his amends was to repay all of these victims fourfold for what he stole from them. So not only was Zacchaeus' life transformed, but he transformed the lives of others through these simple acts of forgiveness and repentance. So friends, there are two main points that I'd like for us to really take home today. Today is a day that, in just a little while, we're going to together go and celebrate what the Lord is doing. What the Lord is doing actively in our lives right now as far as the Higher Ground Capital Fundraising Campaign. This is Celebration Sunday. We're going to celebrate with this lunch after church today. Celebrate His faithfulness, your generosity, and the progress of where we've come so far in this. So one of those points I'd like for us to take home is one that I heard from our consulting clergy in this process, Zip Long. Some of you have met Zip. Zip said before that someone planted that sycamore tree that Zacchaeus climbed up in years and years and years before he climbed up in it. If that tree had not been planted, who knows? But it was. That tree was planted. And Zacchaeus was able to use that tree as a means to see Jesus, who then transformed his life, offered repentance, and made amends. And other lives were transformed by that as well. Someone planted that tree that God used for his own good. That's the first take home today. The second is this, and it's another reason to celebrate. It is never too late to repent or make amends. No matter how far we think we've gone, it is never too late to repent and make amends. Zacchaeus was chin deep in his life of notorious sin. He was in it. This was his career. He had spent the entirety of his career defrauding people, stealing, lying, taking, and then enjoying the spoils of his evil ways. But once he encountered Jesus, all of that changed. It was all different. He repented. He made the amends. It is never too late to do the right thing. And doing the right thing is never wrong, no matter how difficult it may be. Friends, today, we celebrate. We celebrate the work that Jesus is doing in our lives as individuals, and then in our life together as his body. So I do ask you to let all of us consider in our hearts today how we can do something that will outlive ourselves. Just like that regular man in rural Ireland, Liam Emery. And to do it, to make it for Christ and for someone else. We don't have to plant 3,000 trees like Liam Emery did. As we learn from Zacchaeus and Jesus, one tree can make a difference. One tree can change the world for many. Because it is never too late to accept the transformational and sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. Amen.